Hello. This short lecture will introduce you some important and easy mathematical tools that we need in access to physics. Let me just open my file here. Okay, so some linear algebra. So we have here two variables, y and y prime. They both are a function of some variable like position, s, and this y prime is then the derivative of y with respect to s. And now we have some kind of system which transforms the position y and its derivative, like the direction of the particle, from point 0 to point 1. So that, that we have here a function c, cosine-like function c, that multiplies y0 and then sine like s, which multiplies y0 prime. So that's how we get the position at position 1 after some distance from point 0. And in the same way, we can calculate the y prime, for example, the direction of the particle with respect to optical axis, knowing the position and direction at point 0. And then we have c prime, which is the derivative of c with respect to s, and s prime with respect to the, so that's the s derivative of s with respect to small s. And this pair of equations can be written in matrix form. So we have the vector y prime at 0, and y prime at 1, and then we have the transfer matrix, linear transfer matrix c, s, c prime, s prime. And multiplying this vector with this matrix, we get a vector which is here, as written in here. Okay, these matrix notations should be familiar to you. And one important thing, rule of algebra here, is the how we can multiply matrices. So let's have this matrix A, B, C, D with capital letters and A, B, C, D with small letters. And this capital vector times the small, capital matrix times the small matrix results into this here. So the row of the first matrix defines the row of the final matrix, and the column of the second matrix defines the column of the final matrix. So we have capital A times small a plus capital B times small c. And correspondingly here, we go to the second column, capital A times small b plus capital B times small d here. And the same way for all the other components. And it's noteworthy that the order of these matrices is important. If we change the order here, we get a different result. Matrix has different properties like determinant, denoted like this usually, and it is just, if you have 2x2 matrix, it's the product of these diagonal elements minus the product of these diagonal elements. If you have 3x3 matrix, we can, there are different ways of rules of thumb to calculate it, but one is like it's written here. If we start from the upper left corner, go down and right, and those products are positive, and we put another equal matrix to the right side of this. So we have A, E, I, positive here. Then B, F, and what is here? That's the G, B, F, G, and C, D, H. And then the negative ones are this C, E, G, and A, F, H, and so forth, like here. You probably remember some other ways of calculating it, like using the first row here, take first A, and now take away this row and this column and take the determinant of what you have left. So A times EI minus FH, and then B, but this is a negative position, so positive, negative, positive, and so forth. B times DI minus FG, plus C times DH, EG. The same as what we have here. So that's the determinant. And trace of the matrix is simply the sum of these diagonal elements. Trace is also needed in ion optics. So whatever the size of this n by n matrix is, then it is always the sum of of these diagonal elements. Okay, then two different spaces, phase space and real space. So we have here an optical axis and a particle traveling at the distance x to an angle alpha with respect to optical axis. And then, so tangent alpha is dx ds, denoted by x prime, and if the angle is small, then it is roughly the same as alpha. And this delta x, how much the x is increased, is just simply this distance s times x prime. Now we can, so this is the real space. Let's put it in phase space. So we have then on the horizontal axis we have the position, and the vertical axis we have the direction. So let's go back. This particle here is going towards the positive x, so x prime is positive, and x is also positive. So it's here, and if the particle goes on from this point, from this point in real space, it's moving upwards, but in phase space, the angle remains constant, so it goes horizontally here. Now, if this is our optical system, we have particles traveling along the towards the direction of the optical axis. All the particles, like I've noted here, they are not on the optical axis, and they are not going exactly to the same direction as optical axis. The deviation in position and direction. And if we take all the particles in the particle beam, we can then usually draw an ellipse that has all the particles inside, or a certain fraction of the particles, like 95%, or if we use the like how many percent of the particles belong to this, so we use the distribution, so we take for example 1 sigma. But ellipse, of course, we could use other kind big areas here, but ellipse is mathematically very easy. Sometimes we have just straight lines, as you will see in our future exercises. And the area of the ellipse, when we are talking about particle beam, that is called emittance. And the area of an ellipse can be calculated so that it's pi times the product of half axis. If they take the major axis here, this times this times pi. But these are not so easy to determine. We can get the same result if we take pi times the maximum deviation in one direction here times this crossing point to the other direction. So this distance here times this distance here times pi. Or in the same way, the maximum x prime times this x that goes through the crossing point. People sometimes say that the area is the emittance. Then we denote it with capital E, or then emittance might be the area divided by pi, so the product of half axis. But then it's usually denoted as epsilon, so there's no mistake there. But there are other things that must be taken into account, namely what kind of distribution we are using. Do we take the whole beam, or do we take 95%, or do we take one sigma, or whatever. But we will come to that later. Okay, let's take an example of one one system, which also is useful for ion optics. When we have linear focusing, so that the restoring force is linearly proportional to the distance from the from the optical axis, then we have linear force. So we have this harmonic oscillator, a spring here with a spring constant K, and a fixed point here, and then this mass is oscillating here left and right. And there's a certain position where there's no force from the spring, so it is in a rest position. And if we are pulling this mass M towards the positive x direction, then this spring causes a force pointing to the opposite direction. And that's minus kx, where the k is the spring constant. So we have this force, which is mass times acceleration, so mass times second derivative of the deviation here, is minus kx. So mx dot dot plus kx equals to zero. We divide both sides with n, so we get x dot dot plus k over mx equal to zero. And the solution of this very simple second order differential equation is cosine function plus sine function, or just cosine function and then phase factor. But take cosine and sine function. It's a cosine omega t, where omega is square root of this thing which is in front of x, and sine plus sine omega t, and then different amplitudes, and these amplitudes, or this amplitude and the phase, they come from the initial conditions. And then simply x prime, taking the derivative, or the x dot, sorry here, x, we are now moving in time domain. So x dot, take the time derivative, then we have here the corresponding sine function. This is a cosine line function, and this is the sine line function. And now we put it in the phase space. So we start from a stretched string. We pull it at distance x, and then we release the mass. And then the spring starts to pull the particle towards a negative negative x direction, when it passes this point here where there's no force, then the speed is, the velocity is maximum, and then it starts to decelerate when the spring is pushing it towards the right. So in the phase space, we start from here. This is the amplitude for x. It starts to go to negative x direction here and negative x dot. And here it has the largest velocity towards the negative direction. And then here it stops and then starts to go back. So it draws an ellipse here. Now we had the initial conditions here so that there was no velocity here at this point. We released the, let's see. We released the mass here. Okay, that was the harmonic oscillator. And that was the end of this very short lecture on mathematical tools. People meet them these later many times. So thank you.